This is Daniel White IV with the International Christian Herald. Here's what's happening in Christendom. First, according to The Guardian, a damning independent report has found that senior figures in the Church of England colluded for a period of 20 years with a disgraced former bishop who sexually abused boys and men. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, said the report on the church's handling of former Bishop Peter Ball made for harrowing reading. He said the church colluded and concealed rather than seeking to help those who were brave enough to come forward. This is inexcusable and shocking behavior. To the survivors who were brave enough to share their stories and bring Peter Ball to justice, I once again offer an unreserved apology. Second, according to Think Progress, President Donald Trump's administration is being sued for attempting to deport Chaldean Christians back to Iraq, an unexpected development for a president who vowed to assist persecuted Middle Eastern Christians. The lawsuit, which was filed last week by the ACLU, revolves around a recent spate of detentions in the Detroit, Michigan area. Over the past week and a half, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents rounded up roughly 100 Chaldean Christians from Iraq, sparking a flurry of protests led by family members and advocates. ICE claims all of those arrested have outstanding removal orders and criminal offenses, but demonstrators argue that most already served their time years ago, and that deporting those arrested to Iraq will only subject them to persecution from local authorities or murderous groups such as ISIS. Third, according to CBS and the Associated Press, the mayor of a Central African Republic town says at least 100 people are dead after heavy fighting broke out in the wake of a peace agreement signed this week in Rome. BRIA Mayor Maurice Balakuzu said on Wednesday that several dozen wounded have been brought to the hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. However, the local Catholic mission says the death toll could be higher because it has been too dangerous for Red Cross teams to recover bodies from the streets. Racked by civil war, CAR is a country teetering on the edge of becoming a failed state. Fourth, according to CBN, a coalition of church leaders from around the United States flew into the nation's capital to personally meet with lawmakers over what they're calling immoral budget cuts. The Circle of Protection Coalition is comprised of a broad cross-section of Christian leaders working together to aid and provide opportunities for hungry and poor people in the U.S. Dr. Leslie Copeland Toon said, "Many of us have called a House-passed bill that would cut more than $800 billion from Medicaid over 10 years immoral and unjust." Toon and other faith leaders fear cuts to programs like community block grants and the food stamp program would hurt people who are poor, hungry, sick, and vulnerable. Fifth, according to Jewish News Service, the strategic importance of Christian Zionism was featured this week at the 2017 Herzliya Conference, one of Israel's most prominent annual policy summits. Organizers describe the conference, which is hosted by the Institute for Policy and Strategy at the IDC Herzliya Research College, as a platform that facilitates and encourages an informed debate on the most pressing issues on the national and international agendas. Leading Israeli officials routinely address the Herzliya gathering, but one session stood out from the rest due to how it opened, with a prayer from David Parsons, Vice President and Senior Spokesman for the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, an organization that represents millions of Christians, churches, and denominations to the nation and people of Israel. Parsons told JNS, "We're excited to be here for the second year in a row, taking part in the Herzliya Conference and being able to communicate the love of Christians to Israeli decision-makers, policymakers, academics, and all. It's a great privilege for us, and we hope it has real practical impact for the state of Israel." You can read these stories and more online at internationalchristianherald.com. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, remember John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Thanks for listening. May God bless your day.